Look, we cannot and we must not allow our faith to grow cold and stale. Knowing him should never be an old story. Remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In Hebrews 3:14, as we press our way towards the finish line, says, "For we have become partakers of Christ." If we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. Amen. This connects back to Hebrews 3:6. It says in verse 6, if you just look up a little bit, "But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are." Condition, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end. We are partakers of this house only conditionally. Hold fast. Hold firm our confidence. Don't be blown away by every wind and doctrine. We must hold fast the boast of our hope. Well, how do I do it? I hold firm, having a good grip on my faith. How long do I got to do it? Until the end. Till I cross the finish line. For that won't be the end, but only the beginning. Look, the end in this text does not represent the termination or the ceasing to exist of something. It only points to what lies ahead or lies ahead. Because when this life is over on earth, it doesn't mean that it's over. It just means it's over on earth. Amen. We've been created and have always been created to be an eternal being. The only thing that cost us from being an eternal creature was sin. Sin caused us to die. But God didn't create us for us not to be with him forever. And then once we decided to rebel and turn our backs and reject and have a hardened heart, sin came in between us and God, and we was on our way down south. Right? But we become partakers of Christ if we hold fast. Becoming indicates that we are being made something that we were not before. Do y'all see that in verse 14? It said, "You have become." That means that you weren't it already. John 1:11-12 says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, gave he power," gave them the right to become children of God, sons of God. Unless something takes place first, your becoming is not a possibility. So this is what's taking place. We must become partakers of Christ's life if we want to have an appointed end that's good. Amen. If we don't get the first half right, all right, you can't fail the first 6 weeks of a 9-week class and think you got time to make up for the course. Are y'all with me? Can I help you with something? We've been placed on the winning team. It means that we have now been brought into right relationship with God. And the text says that we have become partakers of Christ. How does it happen? Holding on to what I first believed. Holding on to the assurance of my faith, firm until the end. And so here's some of the things that I've had to hold on to and that I give to you for your holding on to since the beginning and the assurance of your faith. Most of us know this, that God so loved the world. Look, I can hold on to that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, when Paul was preaching on the day of Pentecost, he said, men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as yourselves know, this man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed him to a cross by the hands of ungodly men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held down by death's power. Amen. Aren't you glad that death couldn't hold him? Amen. That Satan used to scare us with the death penalty. Amen. And Jesus said, go ahead and kill me, but I'm going to get up again. Now what?